Getting Through the Storms of Life, a compilation.
I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is one of the most outstanding proclamations of faith ever made. And it was made by a man who endured years of troubles and tribulations that most of us, thank God, will never have to go through, the Apostle Paul. His story is told in the Bible's book of Acts. Church history and his letters to congregations of early Christians fill in some gaps. What is clear is that Paul, in his zeal to share the good news about Jesus, met opposition. On countless occasions, he was beaten, imprisoned, stoned, shipwrecked, persecuted, and destitute. Where did he get the strength to not only carry on, but to come through those trials even more appreciative of Jesus' ultimate sacrifice, and more resolute in his faith? If we could interview Paul today, perhaps it would go something like this. Interviewer: You certainly had a remarkable turnaround following your salvation experience. From attacking the budding Christian faith following Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection, to playing a large part in spreading that faith and strengthening its early followers. But you also ran into a lot of opposition yourself. What happened? Paul: One incident around AD 52 was typical. I had fled from enemies in what is now Turkey, sailing across the Aegean Sea to Athens, Greece, and journeyed down to Corinth, an important trade center. I started preaching in the local synagogue, and things went okay at the beginning. Even the leader of the synagogue, Crispus, became a Christian. But another man, Sosthenes, began spreading rumors, and soon I was expelled from the synagogue. Crispus, too. So I took my message to the Greeks of that city, and a large number received Jesus. This made Sosthenes and his cohorts even more furious. They kept spreading lies, and I kept on preaching and teaching. After about a year and a half, Sosthenes got a mob together and came after me. They would have stoned me on the spot, but they were afraid of the Roman authorities. So they marched me down to the palace of the Roman proconsul, who at that time was Junius Aeneas Gallio, the elder brother of Seneca, the famous Roman philosopher, and they accused me to him. But when Gallio realized this was simply a religious controversy, he refused to listen any more. I was set free, and the mob turned on Sosthenes. On that occasion, you got off relatively easy. Was that generally the case? No, it wasn't. I was beaten a number of times, which resulted in some permanent injuries. I was whipped and stoned as well, and was imprisoned on several occasions. You also encountered perils on some of your travels. Surely that must have been discouraging. An understatement. I was shipwrecked 3 times, and only by God's intervention did I live to tell the tale. Many times I was so discouraged that I felt like giving up. But I knew I had to keep going because Jesus had called me to spread the gospel far and wide. I knew that if I quit, I would be failing God. Also, others looked up to me. So, if I had failed, I could have caused them to fail. So I carried on, even when I was discouraged and felt defeated. The troubles didn't always end when I wished they would, but Jesus was always there for me. It sounds as though you lived quite a stressful life. I was blessed with a long and fruitful life, but it was under almost continual pressure. In addition to the challenges we've already discussed, I felt compelled to share the love of God in Jesus with the whole world. That was good pressure, of course, but pressure nonetheless. But regardless of where the pressure came from, I knew I didn't have to manage it alone. Jesus always gave me the grace and strength I needed to go on. I never could have endured what I did on my own. I had to rely on Jesus. Do you think it is inevitable that believers must suffer for their faith? Jesus didn't call us to a life of ease, but to a life of service to others, and service always involves some personal sacrifice. In addition, anyone who tries to live a truly godly life for Jesus is going to run into opposition. Jesus said so. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. And history has proven him right. But it's not all pain and suffering either. There are more than enough rewards in this life as well as in the life to come to put the troubles into perspective. Do you have a final thought for us? No matter what you face in life, trust Jesus to bring you through. He's always there, and he won't allow you to be tempted beyond what he knows you can take. He always makes a way to escape, not necessarily an escape from troubles, but through them. Hold on to him, and he will hold on to you. Marge Banks. God's strength will carry you through every storm. Sometimes we experience storms that push us to the limit. The Apostle Paul would agree. He was once so depressed by his circumstances, he felt like he was out of options. Paul had come to the end of his strength. On his own, he could no longer endure. How did Paul get through that difficult time? He plugged into God's power, the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. How about you? Have you come to the end of your own strength? Are you out of options and wondering where you'll find the power to take another step forward? There is just one condition for receiving God's power in your life: humility. God doesn't give his power to arrogant people. Humility is simply admitting to God, "You are God, and I am not. I am powerless to change this situation, so I am giving it to you." The moment you do, God brings his resurrection power into your situation. What's dead in your life? If God can raise a dead man, he can certainly raise a dead marriage, a dead career, or a dead dream. God specializes in turning crucifixions into resurrections. Where do you need God's resurrection power in your life? When you learn to rely on him instead of yourself, you will begin to see just how much God can do. Rick Warren. Remember the time when I calmed the sea. My disciples were panicking and thought that they would certainly perish. But when they looked to me for help, rather than looking at their circumstances, I came to their rescue in spite of the waves and the storm. It's the same for you. There are many waves, and you may even see storms brewing on the horizon of your life. But if you look to me and the assurances of my love and care for you, of my wisdom to guide you, you will find the answers you need. These worries about the future are like the waves washing over you and your little boat. The situation around you is like a menacing storm. At times you might be tempted to think you will capsize. If you ask me to calm the storm, I will. Or I will show you how to weather it. I will do it, just as I have always done it for all those who have trusted in me. Jesus.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.